When the Trump administration announced that it would restrict the sale of flavored vape products earlier this month, the Food and Drug Administration said it was targeting the flavors that appealed most to teens. But as WXXI's Brett Dahlberg reports, those flavors are still widely available, just in different forms.
I don't have any of those.
Business is brisk inside the Liquid Cloud Lounge. It's a vape shop on Monroe Avenue. It's a good 5 or 10 minute wait until Jeff Long is free to talk about what they sell.
So down here in this little viewing window, in the lower left, that's all of our Jewel Pod selection.
But some of those products are on the way out. Research showed that flavors like mint and mango were behind a surge in youth use of e-cigarettes, and the FDA said it was going to take those flavors off the market. They left an exemption, though.
Surprisingly, the Hyde, all these disposable systems are still good to go. They're not getting any ban on them because it's an all-in-one unit. The battery's attached to it, even though it's
these devices simple. Often look a lot like the Juul pods that have been popular with teenagers. They're discreet, and they're designed to be thrown away when their nicotine liquid runs out. And they come in some of the same flavors that the FDA says have hooked teens. Andrew Ribble is the shop's owner. He comes down the stairs from the second floor exhaling a thick cloud of vape smoke.
This is a refillable device. This is what creates big clouds. The devices that are creating the problems with the teenagers are the little compact, tiny devices that don't create a lot of smoke but have high levels of nicotine.
Ribble says he checks the age of everyone who comes in the shop, and he doesn't sell to anyone underage. But the disposable products are pretty big sellers. It's just not totally clear who's using them. At the University of Rochester Medical Center, Irfan Rahman runs a lab that studies e-cigarettes. When someone comes to the hospital with a vaping-related health concern, he often gets to examine what they've been using.
I'm getting vaping devices from doctors. Mostly they're coming with this disposable. These are very, very popular.
The FDA says it's watching e-cigarette trends, and it's committed to limiting children's access to them. Let us be clear, an agency spokesperson wrote in an email to WXXI News. If we see a product that is targeted to kids, we will take action. Brett Dahlberg, WXXI News.